Before we go to our in-studio guest, do we have Tom Rath on the GMI Studio Listener Lines? Tom, you there?
I am, sir.
Great to hear that voice, because I think it's a great, great voice in the Granite State. Let me just patronize unsolicited our next guest, Corey. If anyone did know Bob Dole well, over the years, by the way, not just like a dinner meeting, certainly one of the key advisors to Bob Dole over the years and friend was Tom Rath. But Tom Rath was, and still is more than that, but really one of the true classy strategists and Republican thinkers and advisors to many people like Bob Dole. Actually, I'm thinking of Howard Baker. I think of Lamar Alexander. I'm thinking of other people that you really liked and supported as we looked at that first in the nation presidential primary yesterday, having Mike Pence on the show, respecting that primary, for example. But Tom, you know, we know the service tomorrow, and Bob Dole, yes, he lived a good long life, almost 100 years, not quite, but tell us a little bit about Bob Dole, the Bob Dole we may not know, and why people should think and take a pause for a moment on the person you know, and you know Tom Rath. And by the way, Tom Rath, former attorney general, but a big political Republican advisor for many years. Great to have you, Tom. And what are your thoughts on Bob Dole?
Thank you, Jack. It's good to be here. First of all, I should mention that all those names you read off, I did work for, and none of them won. So that we share that comment, too. Listen, Bob Dole.
Well, wait a minute. There were some other people, including George W. Bush.
There were.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I have been very fortunate to work for some great folks. And I never worked for anybody who I didn't think would have made a great president. And we've had folks that have come through here and done well here, and even presidents who didn't win here refer back to what they learned in New Hampshire and what they learned from the kind of politics we have up here, and I think that's made them better presidents. Having said that, Bob Dole was a fascinating fellow to get to know. He was everything that what people have said about him, and the contradiction in terms. He was fabulously funny and cutting. And one of the things we always worried about was whether he was going to let go with one of his one-liners on stage. But he understood how you governed. He understood how to put cases together that supported a particular point of view. He had, as shares with you, a great, great respect and affinity and comradeship with the veterans of this country who put their lives on the line. And, of course, he did. And almost lost his life. And I said the other day, I can remember back so well to campaign, I guess it was 92 or 96. Anyways, he was running against Bush, and we were headquartered in the old Merrimack Hilton right off of 93. And I remember getting ready to go out in the morning, and he had to put his tie on. Now, you try tying your tie with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that every single day.
Mm.
And I sat there, and I have never forgotten sitting there watching this happen and seeing what this man has gone through for the love of this country and what he believes is right. And then he never gave into it, that he continued to say, I have service to give. I will devote my life to that service. And he did. He great love of the country. And he was tough. He knew how to count votes. He was a very effective leader in the United States Senate.
Yeah.
A great affinity for New Hampshire, particularly for his friendship with Warren Rudman, who, you know, were both decorated veterans. He's a unique person, and certainly a major figure in the political life of this country for probably the last 45 years.
Yeah, and, you know, we had Jim Quartermarsh. Is it Jim, help me with the last name, Quartermarsh?
Quartermarsh.
He worked for Bob Smith and Bob Dole, but he had a good line the other day, remembering Bob Dole, whose body's lying in state today, the service tomorrow, Tom Rath. And he said that you mentioned Warren Rudman, someone who you were very, very close with, as we were with Judd Gregg. But Warren Rudman, on his book called Combat, Jim said Bob Dole had said to him in the morning when he picked him up, if you take the word I out of the book, it was three pages. I or me. But, you know,
and he was correct.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's interesting, Bob Dole, 98, but, you know, I think of great, great figures, and I think you'd agree with me, because he did put himself out there more than once to run for president.
He did.
And I think of John McCain, ironically, who served the country, POW in with the North Vietnamese, also had that injured arm, because they'd break it over and over again when they were interrogating and torturing him. But you think of the people that ran more than once, and it's ironic Joe Biden finally became president because he was like this. But you think of Bob Dole and what a great person he was as a person. And people looked at political figures differently back then in his prime time. Even if he didn't win the presidency, I think they had some respect because it was Bob Dole. Even if he didn't agree with him politically. Where's that gone in politics today?
Well, I'm missing it. I mean, politics can be aggressive, and you can, you know, really go hard against your opponent, but you have to respect them, and you have to respect the system. At the end of the day, you put yourself out there, you run the best race you can, and if you lose, you then still try to make the system work. And Bob Dole did that, and it is an unfortunate fact of life today that nobody ever accepts a loss. And if you can't accept a loss, you shouldn't get in the game. Everybody says I was stolen or something bad happened to me, and they never allow the American people to catch our breath between campaigns and allow the people we selected to govern. And this is a very good example with President Biden, is that, you know, he got in the middle of a very difficult situation with lots of stuff going on. But, you know, we started polling about 3 days after he got in office.
Yeah.
And come on, this is not a baseball game or a basketball game. We got a scoreboard. We make it into that as a spectator sport.
Yeah.
But the real essence of leadership is not what you do in 5 minutes. It's what you do. The reason we have a 4-year term is because we think that's the amount of time we should allow for change to happen. Bob Dole accepted the system. He revered the system, and he respected it enough that when he lost, he said, I've lost.
Right.
And he went back and found other ways to give service. And I think there's a very valuable lesson in that for all of us.
I agree. Tom Rath, thank you very much for remembering your friend Bob Dole. We'll catch you again soon on Good Morning New Hampshire, GMI Studios. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Jack.